still important to welcome and acknowledge $1 billion out of a $5 billion fund coming to Ireland. So for communities and businesses worst affected by Brexit and the implications of it, it's very important now that there is a scrutiny and an assessment and a proper mechanism to ensure that the worst affected sectors are looked after through this fund.
And what impact do you feel this money will make in Donegal as well as the border areas?
Well, look, the impact of Brexit is, look, businesses will be feeling the pinch directly. And if we look at, if you reference Donegal, you look at the fishing sector, which has had a deep impact in relation to even pelagic share out in the quotas and where most of their fishing effort would be in British waters. So there has to be a serious examination of that sector. And I was glad to see that Minister Donoghue did reference fishing, that would be a targeted sector. So whether it's fishing, whether it's small businesses, whether it's communities, it's important now to target this money in a very, very streamlined fashion to ensure that the worst affected sectors and businesses gets looked after.
Yes, and how much do you think this money will help, especially it mentions both the business sectors as well as fishing? How much do you think it will help both of those industries to recover from Brexit?
Well, look, Brexit's here now. We're talking about this over 5 years from 2016. So in fairness to businesses, a lot of them have evolved in terms of their market distribution. And I think on a number of sectors and even locally in the county where there was a big reliance in the United Kingdom market, a lot of them have moved towards America as well. So there has been a big transition by companies themselves. But with that transition, there's costs and obviously profit margins would have been impacted. So it's about how best we do that, how best we deal with supporting these businesses and supporting the effort, not just post-Brexit, but also post-COVID, where there is a lot of rationalisation going on in terms of some businesses, but also the unfortunate side of COVID is some businesses will survive, some businesses won't. So it's really important for the businesses that will survive into the future that we support them in whatever way possible. And it's important that this financial injection is used in a very, very constructive and productive way.